请坐。
Please be.
我们一同打开罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
翻到了我们一同来读七节的圣经。
We shall read together a few verses.
罗马书第八章，我读第二十八节，你们读二十九节，同三十节。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱上帝的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。二十九、三十节。
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
长子
预先所定下的人，又召他们来；所召来的人，又称他们为义；所称为义的人，又叫他们得
荣耀。我再读二十九、三十，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的榜样，使得儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又召他们来；所召的人又称他们为义；所称为义的人又叫他们的荣耀。我们都已经就到这个地方。
You start reading here.
当我们把第二十八节看完的时候
，After you have read verse number 28,
你发现这些爱主的人
，You know that those who love God,
那是因为蒙召的。
It is because they are elected.
所以当你提到爱主的时候
，When you say love,
你是主动的。
You are taking initiative.
当你的蒙召的时候
，When you're being called,
你变成被动的。
You are not passive.
这其中要表达的意思是什么呢
？What that is meaning?
在神的恩召之下
，In God's gracious calling.
救赎的人
that those who are saved,
他们有了新生命以后
after their new life,
他们才能过一个爱主的生活
then only they can live a life
of God 对主一切主动的服事都是因为神在我们领受服事之后给我们产生的一个推动的力量
so all our active services to the Lord is required after we call we are called we are being saved then only we take active part to serve him
所以我们从被动变成主动
from passive now become active
我们先蒙受上帝的恩典
we first have the grace of God
然后我们才对上帝的恩典有所反应
then to God's grace we can respond
当上帝把恩赐下来的时候
when God has given us the grace
我们是站在被动的地步
we are standing in a passive position
恩感动我们以后
But then when the grace move us,
我们才照着神的恩典所要求的或者所定下的原则我们向他回应
Then in grace according to his demand we respond to him
这个回应的本身是一个主动的回应
This response is an active response
这个主动的回应是从被动的蒙恩产生的果效
But then this active response is a result of that passive calling
所以每一次我们在圣经里面看见人的主动回应的时候
Every time in the Bible we see the man actively respond
你都应当就察到在那四周的经文中间有被动的地位产生主动的回应
You must know that in the few verses surrounding that verse there must be a passive grace that we receive then it produces active action
这样就没有违背一切的一切都是出于神的恩典的这个总原则
Then we are contradicting with the principle that all things come from God
万事互相效力
All things work together
叫爱上帝的人得出益处
For the good of those who love God
就是那些按照上帝的旨意蒙召的人
That is those who have been called according to God's grace
所以这些人能爱主
These people can love God
因为他先蒙受主的爱
Because they first received the love of God
这些人能回应
These people can respond
因为他们先蒙蒙受主的呼召
Because they have first been called by God
这是全本圣经贯彻始终的总原则
This is the consistent principle of the whole Bible
耶稣基督说不是你们拣选了我
Because Christ Jesus said that it's not you who elected me
拣选了你们
But I who elected you
分派你们去结果子
And also ordain you to suffer
使你们的果子可以长存
So that your fruit will last forever
我拣选你们的结果
So after I elected you
就给你们的机会选择归向我
The result is that you have the opportunity to come back to me
选择你成为可以归向我的
I elected you so that you can come back to me
我感动你使你感到我这么好你就选拣
I touch you so that you know that I'm good and you can select me
当一个人拣选上帝的时候
When a person choose God
他能拣选上帝
Then he can choose God
上帝先拣选他成为一个能够拣选上帝的
Because God has first chosen them so they become someone who can then is able to choose God
这个神学思想
This is theological thinking
是全本圣经贯彻始终的一个原则
It is the unified and consistent principle of the Bible
所以约翰说我们爱因为他先爱我
And that's why John said we love because he first loved us
他 爱我们
，He love us，
是他主动的爱我们
，He take active part to love us，
是他先爱我们
，He first love us。
当我们还不认识他的时候
，When we don't know him yet，
我们还反对他的时候
，We are still against him。
他已经先爱我们
，But he has already loved us。
他把这个爱放在我们里面，让我们可以用这个爱去爱回。
Then he put this love in us, and with this love, we can love him back。
所以你连爱上帝的爱的本钱，都是神爱你放在你里面的一爱。
So that even this capital or this ability to love God is because God first put the love in you.
这个被动跟主动的关系。
So the relationship between activeness and passiveness.
你搞清楚了以后
，when you're clear about that，
你就明白今天你成为何等样的人，都是因为主的恩才成。
So then you know today what kind of people you become. It is because by the grace of God you can be so.
你说我爱主，我传道。
You say I love God, I preach the gospel.
神呼召我，用他的爱感动我。所以我才去传道。
Because God called me, God used His love to constrain me, and that's why I preach about Him.
你说我能唱诗赞美神，荣耀归于他。
You say I can sing to give glory to Him.
是不是神把唱诗的恩赐放在你里面，使你可以应用这恩赐来归向他、赞美他
？It is because God first put this gift of singing in you, so that in singing you want to glorify Him.
你说是我奉献钱支持神的工作。
You say it is me who make offering of the money so that I can support the ministry of God.
是神把健康把钱财当着恩典赐在你的身上，让你可以靠着这个恩典大回应向他笑点。
Because God has given this grace for through money and through help, so that with that you can repay back to God.
我们主动对神的爱所表现的一切
，in all active part that we have to express our love to God，
都是因为我们先被动在神的爱里面，在呼召他里面有份。
It is because first passively we have been constrained by His love and has shared in His grace。
然后我们就照着他的恩感
，then according to grace's touching，
照着他给我们的恩赐
，and also to the gift that He given to us。
赐给我们的机会
，and also opportunity that is given to us，
表达出我们对他的回应。
We have to express our response to Him.
So, the grace of God is prior to human response.
神的恩典是在人的回应出现。
当人还没有向神回应以前
，before man responds to God，
神恩典的旨意已经定。
God's grace's will is already there.
这是非常重要的认识。
This is a very important knowledge.
今天许多的教会差不多从来没有注意这一点。
Today all churches maybe have not paid attention to this important fact.
参与人祷告的时候。
When men pray,
祷告
pray and pray,
上帝就听他的祷告
，and God listens to his prayer.
这是不是我祷告感动上帝
？Is it because I pray, I touch heart of God?
这个上帝本来不动就是不动。
That at first time God doesn't move.
后来我说主啊，为什么你睡觉呢
？So I said, why is God sleeping?
主啊，为什么你不动呢
？God, why is you not moving?
做事吧，不要懒惰。
Well, don't be lazy.
上帝说，跟你一讲不好意思。
Oh, God said, okay, you touch me, I feel so ashamed.
他就做一些事来帮助你。
So he do something to help you.
你说教会复兴因为我祷告。
You say that God the church revive because I pray.
这样你变成主动，上帝变成被动吗
？Which means you are active, and then God is passive.
如果这件事是真的话
，If that is true,
那么这种上帝是一位怎样的上帝
？Then what kind of God is this God is?
有关于这一方面的恩典神学。
So according to this doctrine of grace,
1600年以前
，1600 years ago,
有一个大思想家叫奥古斯丁
，a great thinker called Augustine.
曾经用过非常严谨的词句
，He has used a very strict terminology,
严肃的这个探讨这方面的事
，and to study of this.
主啊，是我向你求，你才把恩典给我吗
？God, is it because I ask from you, then you give grace to me?
但是如果没有你的恩，我们怎么会向你求呢
？But without your grace, how can we pray to you?
我怎么有资格到你面前来
？How am I qualified to come before you?
我怎么知道你是那对的真神
？How do I know that you are the only God?
你是那听祷告的上帝
？You are the God who listens to prayer.
我怎么有能力在你这伟大、无穷无尽、大能的神来祷告
？How can I then pray before this Almighty God?
是你的恩把我带到你的面前来。
It is your grace that bring me before you.
使我有能力向你求。
So that I'm able to pray to you.
然后你再把更多的恩典赐给我。
Then only you give more grace to me.
这样不是我先向你求领受你的恩。
Then it is not I who pray to you first and then I receive your grace.
你的恩先临到我，使我有力量向你求。
But because your grace come to me, then I'm empowered to pray to you.
他在这些词句中间转来转去，转来转去。
In this kind of phrase.He turn and turn.
最后他要知道的一件事情就是次序先后的原理
Then later on he wants to know about this doctrine of the priorities, orders
次序先后的原理 多重要呢？
And this principle of order, how important is that?
重要到一个地步，连孔子都要这么讲。
It is so important, even Confucius emphasized that.
物有始终，事有先后。
Thing has a beginning and the end.
有本有末。
And also the beginning and the, also the end.
有始有终。
And also the start, that is also the conclusion.
知其先后，则近道也。
If you know what is beginning, what is the end, then you come close to the word.
所以一个人的知识，
a knowledge of person,
可以知道片面或者片段式的东西。
It can help you to know fragmentary things.
但是一个人的智慧，
but a wisdom,
才可以知道哪个重、哪个轻、哪个先、哪个后。
Then we help you to know which is more important, which less, which is prior, which is later.
所以将全本圣经在这一方面的教导，
so the teaching of the Bible upon this,
告诉我们神是主，
but the teaching of God is Lord.
所以神永远是恩典的主动者。
So forever God is the one who takes active part in His grace.
神不是一切事的主动者。
God is not the one who takes active part in all things.
如果神是一切事的主动者，
if God is the one who takes active part in all things,
岂不可以说神也是罪恶的主动者吗？
Then we would say that God also is the activator of sins.
神是一切恩典的主动者。
But then He is the activator of all grace.
神施恩以后，
After he has given the grace,
人才对恩有所回应。
Man then responds to his grace.
那么人对神恩典的回应的力量哪里来的？
And where comes the power for man to respond to God's grace?
还是神把这种本能放在人里面。
It is because God put this ability in us.
神把人造成有回应神恩典功能的活物。
God has created man to be a living being that has a function to respond to his grace.
神把人造成有自由向神回应他的恩典的一种权柄。
God has created us with the authority that can respond to His grace.
Augustine said, 若不是你先赐恩给我，
That's why Augustine said, if not because of grace, you give grace to me,
我怎么能到你面前来求？
How can I come before you to pray?
岂是我的祈求使你触动了心而向我赐恩？
Is it because I pray and then touch your grace and you give grace to me?
因为连我能向你求的本身已经是你的恩典的一个记号。
Even my ability to pray to you, it is a sign of your grace.
19世纪英国一个传道人，
in 19th century there's a preacher in England.
这个人被称为讲台之王，
he is called the prince of the pulpit.
他也是讲道之王，
and also the prince of homiletics.
是传道人之王，
and also the king of preachers.
The prince of the preachers. 这个人叫做 Charles Spurgeon.
Charles Spurgeon.
他讲一句话，
he said,
我怎么能选上帝呢？
How can I choose God?
我选上帝，
I choose God,
就证明他先选我，
only but to prove that he has first chosen me,
再把能选对他的种子放在我里面，我才能选对他。
Then he has put the seed of the right character, election in me.
几十年前我当读到他这句话的时候，
a few tens of years ago when I read this statement of his,
我的心非常受感动，
my heart was so touched.
所以就拣选的道理，
so this doctrine of election,
是神的主动，
God's activeness,
拣选的恩典，
and also grace of election,
是出于神的主权，
it coming from the sovereignty of God.
我们一定要先肯定的，
so we must first affirm that.
在选太太的事情上，很多人选错了。
When we choose wife, many people have chosen wrongly.
选榴莲也会选错了。
And also to choose durian also you choose wrongly too.
怎么选上帝会选对呢？
How can you choose God rightly?
榴莲是可以靠经验选出来的。
Durian you can choose right with experience.
选妻子是可见这个好看不好看，这个人到底人格可以比较的。
And to choose a wife, we can compare with the continent, we can compare with the personality.
上帝是看不见的。
But God is invisible.
怎么你会选对呢？
How can you choose the right God?
简单的选错，困难的选对，这是奇怪的。
The simple one, you can choose the wrong, but the difficult one, you can choose the right.
你没有选错榴莲啊？
Have you ever chosen wrong durian?
有的看榴莲越大的越好。
Some see durian big as good.
只要大的就好。
If it's big, it's good.
就开起来每一粒都不能吃。
But they open it, they cannot eat even a single fruit of it.
原来榴莲越难看的越好。
And durian for the ugly durian will be better.
歪来扁去的很好。
And also the crooked shape will be good durian.
选榴莲要有经验的。
So you choose durian with experience.
你选螃蟹选大大的里面的小小的肉。
When you choose crab the big one but yet not much meat.
有固定的方法去选。
There is a fixed way of choosing.
我们什么都会选错。
We can choose wrongly in everything.
为什么很多笨人选对上帝呢？
How come many foolish people choose the right God?
是不是他选了假神选了一大堆结果经验越来越厉害知道什么才是真神？
Is it because you chosen many false gods, they experience.
没有的，
对，就是 right God. No,
很多基督徒跟从来没有选过什么神、什么神的经验。
Many Christians have not the experience of choosing a right or wrong God.
圣经的道理很清楚。
But very clear in the Bible.
不是你们拣选。
It is not you who have chosen me.
我拣选你们。
But I have chosen you.
神是主动的。
God take active part.
神以绝对的主权。
With absolute sovereignty.
他拣选我们。
He has chosen us.
在万人中间拣选我们。
Among all people, he has chosen us.
主啊，你选我，因为我很英俊。
Lord, you choose me because I'm handsome.
比你英俊的一大堆，你看电影明星很多很英俊。
Those who are more handsome than you from South.
主啊，因为我很聪明。
Because I'm many more intelligent.
许多人比你更有智慧。
There are people who are more wise than you.
主啊，因为我很胖，比你胖的也很多的。
God, because I'm fat.
主啊，因为我有才干。
Because I'm talented.
因为我很忍耐。
Because I'm patient.
我们不要夜郎自大。
No, don't boast about yourself.
天下比我们好的人多得很。
There are more people who are better than us in the whole world.
一二三，天下比我们好的人多得很。为什么选我呢
？Why have you chosen me?
不知道。
We don't know.
I don't know.
不知道。
我不知道。
I don't know.
主啊，为什么你选我
？Lord, why did you choose me?
你想到死都想不出来。
Until your death, you cannot think of a reason.
你不知道的。
You do not know.
上帝说
，God said,
以色列啊
，Israel,
我选你
，I've chosen you.
不是因为你是大的民族
，Not because you are big race.
你在万族中间原是最小。
Among all nations, you are the smallest.
那么为什么上帝拣选呢
？Why did God chosen Israel?
上帝要拣选。
God wants to choose.
上帝就拣选。
And then God chooses.
这个叫做主权跟恩典之间的关系。
That's called relationship of sovereignty and also grace.
我们谈到恩典的时候，不要把公义拿出来作为原则。
When you talk about grace, don't bring out the principle of righteousness.
因为恩典和公义不能不应当把它相连的。
Because grace and righteousness will be linked together.
主啊，你赦免他，这是你的恩典。
God, you forgive him because that's your grace.
你不赦免他，你不给他恩典。
You don't forgive him because you
你不公义。
You're not righteous.
你要讲公义吗
？You talk about righteousness.
要讲公义，全世界都下地狱，叫做公义。
For the whole world to go to hell, and that's called righteousness.
不可用公义来干涉神恩典的主权。
You cannot use righteousness to interfere the sovereignty of God in grace.
如果你一旦提到公义
，When you want to mention about righteousness,
全世界都应当灭亡。
The whole world to perish.
讲恩典之所以是恩典。
Then grace is grace.
你的恩典是超过公义的范围。
Because grace transcends the realm of righteousness.
恩典是我们不配得的才叫的恩典。
Grace is what that we are undeserving.
刑罚是应当来到我们身上的。
Punishment is that because we deserve that.
我们应当受刑罚。
That we should be punished.
这叫做公义。
And that's called righteousness.
既然是神把恩典赐给不应当领受恩典。
Now God has given the grace to those who are not deserving.
所以恩典就不在公义的原则下。
And that's why grace is not subsumed under the principle of righteousness.
恩典在神的主权的原则之下。
Because grace is subsumed under the principle of
恩典在神的主权之下 ，sovereignty.
Grace is subsumed under sovereignty of God.
这样的，所以呢，神说我要恩待谁，我就恩待谁。
And that's why God said that whoever I'm the gracious, I'll be gracious.
我要怜悯谁，就怜悯谁。
Whoever I want have mercy, I will have mercy.
今天你想过一句话吗
？Today have you thought about this statement?
为什么我被生做人
？What's that? I'm born to be a man.
怎么你不是被生成一条狗
？What's that? You're not born as a dog.
狗会不会说不公义？
Would God say it's not righteous?
应当个个是人才公义。
Everybody must be a man, then also be just.
神把你造成人。
God has created you as a humankind.
把他造成狗。
That he it is created a dog.
是神的主权。
That's God's sovereignty.
有一天，所有的螃蟹说：“我要做人。”
One day, if all crabs said, "I want to be humankind,"
所有的猫说：“你不公平。”
And the cat would say that you're not just.
神说：“我是创造者。”
God said, "I'm the creator."
我把你造成螃蟹，把它造成人。
I create you as crab, the other as humankind.
我的主权。
This is my sovereignty.
这是主权是不可过问。不可妥协。
You cannot question or compromise grace.
你没有办法怀疑上帝为什么这样不公义。
There's no way for you to doubt why that God's not just.
当神把恩典赐下的时候
，When God has given the grace,
因为他不是还债。
It is not because you want to pay a debt.
所以没有一个人有权柄对上帝说你欠我多少，你要还给我。
So no one can tell God how much you're in debt to me and God to repay me.
神的恩典
，God's grace.
是出于神的主权。
It is out from His own sovereignty.
你把这个原则，这个贯彻始终，圣经里面的先后问题，主权是恩典背后的神的动机来看神的工作的时候。
So when you know about this principle, you know that the sovereignty is behind the motive of grace.
那你就比较容易明白这节圣经。
Then more easy you can understand about this verse.
叫爱主的人的益处。
for the good of those who love him.
就是那些按照上帝的旨意蒙召的人。
That is those who are called by the grace of God.
好，这里旨意两个字出现了。
So the will now appear in this place.
原来圣经很少用上帝的旨意这几个字。
The Bible seldom uses this will of God.
我们也不能随便讲上帝的旨意，上帝的旨意。
And
把上帝旨意常常挂在口里的人，一定是很不明白上帝旨意的。
And for those who simply use the will of God, truly they do not understand what the will of God is.
所以很多很多的人。
That many people,
他们在上帝的旨意这个大题目下面，他过了糊涂的生活，不明白而装明白。
Under this premise of will of God, they actually do not understand. They pretend to understand.
有一个年轻人
，a young man，
把他的爱人带到我面前。
Well, one time he brought his lover to me，
要我为他们祷告。
Want me to pray for them？
他说上帝的旨意给我遇到这个女孩子。
God's will is that I meet this girl。
请唐牧师为我们祝福。
And Pastor Tom, will you bless us?
我祷告完了不久以后
，After my prayer，
他不成了。
And then it did not come through.
再过几个月
，and a few months later，
带另外一个女孩子到我这里来
，and he brought another girl to me.
他的神的旨意叫我是跟这个不是那个。
And God's will is that I be with this one and not that one.
所以汤姆斯在为我们祷告。
So Pastor Tom pray for us again.
像前后他带过七个女孩子叫我来为他祷告。
So he has brought seven girls to me, asking to bless them.
我说这是上帝的旨意，或者是你的意念呢
？Is that God's will or your own desire?
你明白不明白上？上帝的旨意是永不更改的。
Do you understand that we have got never changed?
上帝的旨意是永恒的。
God's will is eternal.
上帝的引导是有更改的。
God's guidance can change.
上帝的旨意是绝对的。
But God's will is absolute.
上帝的引导是相对的。
God's guidance is relative.
你说上帝怎么有相对的事情？
You say how come there's relativeness in God?
上帝怎么有更改的事情？
How can things change with God?
上帝没有更改。
God never changed.
但他引导你的是使你在一个可更改的路线。
But when he guides you in a way that is changeable,
你应当做传道。
You must be a preacher.
你不愿意。
But you do not want.
上帝先引导你做老师。
God will first guide you to be a teacher.
你要再慢慢引导你，看到做老师很好，如果叫真理更好，再改成做传道。
And then later on you change to be a preacher.
所以神的旨意是从来不更改的。
God's will never change.
神的引导是在你过程中间引导你改到更新到。
But then God's guidance will renew you so they come back to the will of God.
神的旨意是绝对的。
God's will is absolute.
圣灵的引导是相对的。
But then the guidance of the Holy Spirit is relative.
神的旨意是普世性的。
God's will is universal.
圣灵的引导是个别性的。
But the guidance of the Holy Spirit is individual.
所以神引导这个人不结婚。
So God guide this person not to get married.
引导那个人结婚。
But to guide that person to get married.
结婚的人跟不结婚的人是不一样的。
So those who are married, those who are unmarried are different.
这个是相对界里面。
This is in relative realm.
但是这两个人都要遵行上帝的旨意。
But these two persons must obey the will of God.
上帝的旨意就是要圣洁。
The will of God is to be holy.
隐蔽隐行。
And also we want to run away from adultery.
所以结婚的人要圣洁。
So those who are married must be holy.
不结婚的人要圣洁。
Those who are not married also should be holy.
圣洁是上帝的旨意。
Holiness is the will of God.
引导是相对的。
But then the guidance of God is relative.
有人结婚，有人没有结婚。
So some get married, some not.
传福音是神为教会所定的旨意。
To preach the gospel is the will of God destined for the church.
有人做传道，有人不做传道。
Some preachers, some are not.
但是无论做传道不做传道，都要传福音。
But whether you preach or not, you must preach the gospel.
这是上帝的旨意。
This is the will of God.
所以现在把这个旨意这个字讲清楚了以后。
So now we are clear what will is.
这是很严肃的事情。
This is a very solemn thing.
这是很伟大的事情。
A very mighty thing.
The will of God.
是神的旨意。
加文讲一句话，我吓了一跳。
Calvin said one statement that astonished me.
他说 ，Nothing is greater than the will of God, except God Himself.
除了神以外，没有任何事情比神的旨意更大。
没有什么事比上帝的旨意更大。
Nothing is greater than the will of God other than God Himself.
除了上帝自己。
Other than God Himself.
神是最大的。
God is the greatest.
神所定的旨意是在神的自己的生命里面的计划。
And also the will of God is to become the purpose of God.
因为神的旨意要创造。才有受造界。
It is because God's will want to create, and that's why they create creatures.
因为神的旨意要救赎，才有教会界。
Because God's will want to save, and that's why there's a church.
因为神的旨意要启示，
And because God's will wants to reveal,
才有圣经上帝的道临到世界上。
And that's why there's a word of God coming as the written Bible.
这些都因为神的旨意而存在。
All this comes into existence because of the will of God.
所以旨意大到这个地步。
So such big is the will.
所以我们不要随便讲上帝的旨意，上帝的旨意。口头一直挂上帝旨意的人，你要谨慎，不要跟他。太靠近。
So we not simply mention this is the will of God. This is the will of God. Those who continually mention the will of God, stay away from them.
我就因为圣经很少提上帝的旨意。
Because of that, the Bible seldom mentioned that this is the will of God.
因为这个太严肃了。
Because it's so solemn,
太伟大的严肃。
So great principle.
刚才这一节提了。
But this verse says,
万事互相效力。
All things works together.
叫爱上帝的人得益处。
For the good of those who love Him.
就是那些。In 上帝的旨意蒙召的人
，and that is those have been called according to the will of God.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
永恒里面
，in eternity，
神有个救赎的旨意
，God has a salvation will.
这救赎的旨意早就定了
，and this will of salvation has been determined.
然后呢？在历史过程中间的时候
，in the process of history，
它按照不同的时代
，according to different ages，
在不同的人身上
，and upon different people，
显出它呼召的全能
，the manifest is power of calling。
所以呢，我蒙召的时候
，or when I'm called，
是某年某月某日。
And it's such a year, such a day.
你蒙召的时候
，when you're called，
是我蒙召以后十多年某年某月某。
It may be a decade after I've been called.
这表示呢，神所定的永恒旨意
，the eternal will that God has determined，
就在暂时的历史过程中的一条一条事情出来。
In the temporary historical process, one by one, it becomes realized.
这样，我的预定论。
Then my predestination.
我用两个名称把它分开来。
I use two terms to separate it.
一个名称叫做 eternal decree of God.
神的永恒的原旨。
第二个就是叫做 the dynamic process in history.
神在这个历史中动性的引导。
神在历史中间有一个活动性的引导。
The dynamic guidance of God in history.
在这个动性里面有秩序。
So in this dynamism, there's an order.
The dynamic process.
在这个动性里面
，eternal decree
和神的永恒的原
则，全永远的旨意
，and the eternal will of God.
神自己知道
，God knows.
我们不知道
，we don't know.
在历史有动力的这个次序中间
，in the dynamic process of history，
我们慢慢看出来了。
Slowly understand.
原来这个人是选民。
That this man is an elected person.
过两年以后，哎，原来那个人也得救了。
That person also has a safe.
后来再过三年以后
，three years later，
哎，那个坏蛋也信耶稣了。
And that bad person is safe.
那个最反对上帝现在也悔改了。
And the one who go against God now is safe.
本来这些人早就在神预定中间是得救。
But these people has already been predestined.
那么神就让他们在历史的过程中间
，But in the process of history，
抵挡神。
They go against God.
反对神
Go against God.
轻看教会
Despise the church.
侮辱圣经
And also despise the word.
但是神的灵继续工作的时候
When God's spirit continues to work,
就把他们一个一个
One by one.
一个
One by one. They're saved.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
那么神不做工以前什么意思
Before God works, what do you mean?
神任凭他们先抵挡上帝
God gave them up so that they can go against God.
保罗有没有抵挡上帝啊
Did Paul go against God?
有没有啊
Did he?
保罗是不是从生出来就做基督徒呢
？Was he born and then he was Christian? Then no.
保罗做基督徒那一天是不是跌下来
？That day when he became a Christian, did he fall?
是是，圣经没有记载他跌到屁股多痛，身体多酸，没有讲究。
The Bible doesn't say how bad he fell.
他跌下来
，but he fell.
他说三天三夜瞎眼。
For three days and three nights he was blind.
亚拿尼亚为他祷告
，and then he has prayed for him.
他才再能看见。
Then once again he regained his sight.
所以他。会见基督的那一天
，So that day when they encounter with God
是很痛苦的经验
，very painful experience。
其实我们最喜欢的一些布道会是大家皆大欢喜，欢乐在我们中间，结果不需要悔改，因为欢乐就哎，我感到做基督徒很舒服。就信耶稣了。
Today in many evangelism crusades, we like people to be happy all around. So then, because happiness, you become Christians.
芬兰的神学家 Kontonen。
In Finland, the theologian,
在 他的书里面有一句话
In his book, there's a statement.
他说一个罪人第一次真正与他的上帝交会会面的时候是一件很痛苦的经验
When a person who truly encountered with God and become a Christian, that was a very painful experience.
我绝对赞成这句
Absolutely, I agree with this.
马丁路德悔改的那一天
Martin Luther, the day when he repented,
他哭得半死
It was so painful.
当我得救的那一天
，The day when I was saved，
我哭的好多眼泪流出来。
I wept and wept。
与神真正相会的那一刹那
，The moment when I encountered with God，
是整个人所有的观念、所有的意识形态完全破产的时候。
It is a bankruptcy of all concept and ideology。
在神面前，整个被暴露出我们的败坏、羞耻。我们的罪恶
and also your evilness, your sinfulness are all exposed before God.
他的神亲自包裹，亲自赦免，亲自拯救我们。
And God then bandaged us, God then saved us personally.
那是很困难的时候。
That's a painful experience.
是 contonent 的这一句话。
So contonent when he said this,
真正适合圣经的意义。
And truly it coincides with the meaning of the Bible.
换一句话说
，In other words,
在悔改以前
，Before you repent,
你一点不像基督徒。
You're not like a Christian.
你是反对上帝。
You go against God.
那么神什么时候定你信主呢
？So when did God determine that you're saved?
神说你现在要信了，好干，好好好，我现在就把你当作基督徒。
So you want to believe now? Okay, I'll now treat you as a Christian.
我等你很久了。
I waited you for a long time.
不是的。
No.
圣经说什么呢
？The Bible says,
在创世以前
，Before the creation,
神就知道。
God knows,
神就定了。
God has determined.
那么中文的旧这个字呢，有一点时间上的差别的可能性。
In Chinese, which in 旧 which in has,
我既然醒过来了
，now
我就跑回家。
Now that I waken, I then go back.
所以这样就把醒过来都跑回家当着两个行动。
So you treat two actions. Now I'm awaken, then I go back.
醒过来了
，I'm awaken now.
啊。我就跑回家
and then I return back home.
先行后跑
then you must first walk and then you run.
很多人用这种观点来解释这些圣经
some will use this concept to interpret this.
让你预先所定的
he who God has predetermined
是根据他预先所知的
it is based upon his foreknowledge.
上帝说预先所知道的就定下他们来
whom that God has foreknown God has predetermined.
这是今天你读的第29节了
this is the verse 29 you read here.
上帝预先所知的
he whom God has foreknown
预定他们效法他儿子的模样
They go predestined that they imitate the example of his son
那就是这两件事是不是先后呢
You say these two things are they the prior and later process
请大家注意这里
Pay attention here
神有没有时间
Is that time with God
神有没有在时间的限制等程序的先后之间受捆绑
Is God being limited in time frame and also process of time?
没有
No
God is not limited in the process of time
神不受时间的程序的捆绑
God shouldn't be framed up
那么不应该被框框的
因为他创造了时间
Because the time he created
所以他超越时间
And that's why he transcends time
God created the time So He transcends time.
神创造时间，他就超越时间。
我再讲一次，神创造时间，所以他超越时间。
God created time and God transcends time.
像神就不需要有先后次序的这一个困难。
So there's no difficulty in God in the prior and later.
神所知道的
，What God knows，
也就是他要定的。
And also is whom that you want to predetermine.
神的预知跟神的预定是二而一，一而二。
So the foreknowledge and the predestination of God is two, but with one, one is two.
不是用先后来表达的。
But not using prior and later to express it.
现在你说两个人上台。
So two persons to come to the stage.
就唐崇荣同李建安。
Reverend Tong and Mr. Lee.
你说这样呢就变成要先把唐崇荣讲完了，再讲李建安，变成李建安在后面把他弄成整消了。唐李重建永安
So you have to read the name and then 唐李安仲
两个就慢慢上去了
So two slowly come up
这也不能的
But you cannot
因为你还要把唐先李后对不对
Well there's still a Tong first and Lee later
所以你说叫唐李建重永安
So you have to twist the name you cannot do that
再把它转来转没有办法
You twist the order the name you cannot do
你一定有先后的
That is the order、actually.
为什么你有先后呢
What's that for you there's an order
你是受造者
Because you're a creature
受造者在时间框框里面受限制
The creature is being framed up by the process of time
一定有先后问题
Surely there is a problem of order
如果你现在要请十个将军给他一张请帖
So you want to invite 10 generals and give them an invitation card
那请帖写上去的时候
After you've written that
你要先写哪一个呢
Which one to write first?
有两个办法。
Two way.
第一个办法就是写他年龄的先后。
And in terms of age order.
老的先。
The older one first.
年轻的后。
The younger one later.
为什么我的名字第四个？
Why is that my name at 10?
因为你是最后生的。哦，好，算算算。
Because you're the youngest.
第二个办法是什么？
The second way.
从字母的排列来放。
According to alphabetical order.
A, B, C, D, E.
Alphabetical order.
Stephen Tong T 在后面
Tong is at the back
Adam 在前面
Adam in front
那你没有办法因为你 Tong 嘛谁叫你心在 Tong 在家里面呢
So why is that your son is Tong That's why you're at the back
所以这个次序一定有的
So there is an order Why?
We subject to the process and the limit of time
因为我们是浮在这个时间的这个限制里面
但是神不是
But God is not
所以你不能说神知道然后神就定了
So you can say that God foreknow and then he predestined
哪一种人喜欢这样解释预定论呢
Who are the ones who like to interpret predestination in this manner
就是那些 Armenian 的人
The Armenians
他们说什么呢
What did they say?
我现在知道了，预定是有的。
I know there's a predestination。
神怎么会预定呢
？How can God predestine？
因为神知道某某人要信他吗
？Because God knows so and so want to believe him。
上帝知道这个人要信他，就把他放在名单里面。
And because God knows this person want to believe him, they put him in the list。
天使啊，你把唐崇荣放在白名单里面。
So angels put Stephen Tong's name there.
为什么
？Why？
因为我知道某年某月某日他要信我的。
Because I know such a day he will believe in me.
你怎么会知道
？How do you know？
因为 BB 给我偷到的。
Because I have a secret.
我是神，我知道这件事的。
I'm God. I know these things.
好，某某人姓犹名叫大的犹大。
And so that man called Judah.
你把他放在 blacklist 里面。
Put him in a blacklist.
因为他最后还是不要信耶稣。
Because finally he will not believe in Jesus.
所以这样呢，神的预定是根据神的意志。
So God's predestination is based upon his foreknowledge.
好不好啊
？Is that good?
我问你啊。
I'm asking you.
对不对啊
？Is that right?
你说我还不听的时候，越懂越听越不懂。
You see, before I listen to this, I understand more now, less I understand.
因为上帝知道某某人要信他。
Because God foreknows that certain person want to believe in him.
定这些要信他的人得救。
Destined that these people will be saved.
上帝知道某某人不要信他。
And God knows that certain person doesn't want to believe in him.
定他们不得救。
Predestined that he is not saved.
这样解释啊
，this kind of interpretation，
哦，很容易明白了，
哦 ，easy to understand。
我现在知道了
，now I know，
神是公义的
，God is righteous，
因为他呢定他灭亡，因为他早知道他不要信嘛
，God predestined that he perish because he know that he doesn't want to believe，
对不对啊
？Is that right？
这样对不对啊
？Is that right？
不对
，No，
为什么不对呢
？Why not？
如果是这样的话
，If that is so，
上帝知道你要信他，就定你得救。
God knows that you want to believe and predestined you are saved.
上帝怎么敢定你的救？因为他知道你要信他，是你要信他才定他敢定你的救。
How dare that God has predestined you believe you come first because God knows that you want to believe and that's why because of that he dares to do that.
主你不要乱定啊。
God don't simply predestine.
我是不要信你的。
I don't want to believe in you.
因为我不信你。
Because I don't believe in you.
写下来。
Write down.
你就定我灭亡好了。
So you predestined and perish.
我要信你的啊。
I want to believe in you.
你要定我得救。
You better predestine that I am saved.
因为某人要信上帝，上帝才定他得救的话。
If it is because certain person want to believe in him and then God predestined that he's saved.
那这个上帝所定的是根据这个人定他要不要信才定上帝能不能定他要不要信。
Then the predestination of God is based on the fact that he determined to believe in God and then because of that he can predestine that he believes.
不是神预定他。
It is not that God predestined.
神的预定被他要不要决定性的定来定。
And God predestined according to his determination.
那么为什么还叫做预定呢
？Then why call predestination?
因为这个人没有生出来，先生知道嘛，所以神先知了，所以神先定叫做预定。
Because this person is not born yet, and God foreknow, and that's why call predestination.
从来圣经没有这样的教训。
The Bible never teach in this manner.
那种以为这样就可以解决预定论、拣选论困难的神学课题的思想的人
，Those are thinkers who thought that they can solve this theological difficulty of predestination.
他们妙。梦想天开。
Oh, they are so naive.
天马行空。
So naive 的。
海市蜃楼。
And they thought that that is a mirage.
自圆其说。
And they want to explain with their own words.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这不是根据神的话语。
Because they are not basing on God's word.
神根本不在这种假设的下面。
Because God is not in this kind of presumption.
那么神到底怎样定的
？Now how did God predestine?
神的主权定。
God's sovereignty.
神施恩的主权定。
God's gracious sovereignty.
不 在乎公义的范围。
Not in the realm of righteousness.
在乎主权的范围。
In the realm of sovereignty.
神赐下恩典。
God give the grace.
当你说这样的人就没有责任了，他定我得救我就得救，他定我不得我就不得救，还有什么福音可以传的呢？
So it's upon him to predestine me to save or not to save. There's no gospel to preach them.
算了算了，不必传福音了。
Well, we don't have to preach them.
神已经定了吗？
God has predestined.
既然神定了就是定了，传也没有用了。
Since God has predestined, there's no purpose of preaching.
对不对啊？
Is that right?
有没有人这样想啊？
Would someone think?
有
yes.
有没有人这样想啊？
Would someone think?
有哪一种人呢？
What kind of people?
笨得要命的人这样想。
Those are fools.
好像说什么呢？
What to say?
哇，原来啊，李建安博士，你们要盖的房子计划好了。
Oh, Dr. Lee, you have fixed to build this building.
尺寸都定了。
Even the measurement is there.
这个多少高？
How high?
多少长？
How long?
柱子多少宽？
And how is the width of the pillar?
全部都定好了。
Oh, I determined.
好了，不必做了，反正定了嘛。
You don't have to do that because it's already determined.
你明白了吗？
Do you understand?
已经定了嘛。
It's determined.
啊，不必建了，已经定了嘛。
You don't have to build because it's already determined.
既然定了，就不必建了嘛。
Now it's predetermined. You don't have to build it.
你说神经病不神经病？
No.
定了就是叫你照着所定的去做。
Determine so that according to determination you build it.
你说上帝预定了，我不必传福音，你神经有问题。
You say that God has predetermined and that's why I don't to preach.
上帝不但定某某人得救，也定一定要有人传，一定要他相信才能得救。
Not only God has predestined someone to be saved, but also predestined someone to preach.
结果你的传
，so your preaching
是出于神的呼召
，it's according to the calling of God.
神的差派
，and God's sending.
他的听
，and His listening.
出于你传的道是神的启示
，it becomes the word that you preach the revelation of God.
他对神的话产生感动
，and he's being touched by the word of God.
所以圣灵施恩感动他，使他能动
，because of the gracious Holy Spirit touched him.
他们祷告求恩
，so when they pray for the grace.
所以圣灵知道我们常常不知道怎么祷告，是为我们这不能祷告的人代求。
It is because the Holy Spirit knows that we doesn't know how to pray and doesn't intercede for us.
用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
With an inexpressible groaning, he prays for us.
祷告又才蒙恩。
And that's why our prayer is being heard.
这样从神的预定、神的呼召、神的拣选、神给人传道的机会、神给人的感动，知道神赦免的罪。都是出于神的主动。
So from the predestination until the calling until the preaching our repentance all because of the sovereignty of God.
就是啊，就是因为都是神的主动，所以我们就没有份了吗
？Yes, because it's the activeness of God. We don't have a share.
不是。
No.
这一节怎么样讲呢
？What does he say here?
上帝所预先知道的人
，those whom God has foreknown，
也就是他要定下来。
That is those God has predetermined.
预知跟预定是合而一的。
So for knowledge and predestination is one.
定下什么呢
？A predestined what?
效法他儿子的模样。
Be conformed to the likeness of the Son.
效法他儿子的模样。
Be conformed to the likeness of God's Son.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
有一天你慢慢慢慢慢慢就变成像耶稣基督的。
One day you're grown to be like Jesus.
那这就表示是他的工作跟你顺从他的回应的之间。一个很和谐的一个统一
which means there's a harmonious unity between his work and the response
圣灵要感动你
the Holy Spirit touch you
圣灵要改变你
want to change you
圣灵要这一个重组你
want to transform you
reshape you
reshape you
圣灵要把你这整个模把它磨成像耶稣的样子
to mold you to be the likeness of Jesus
感谢上帝
praise God
中文磨英文 mold 差不多一样
what the same in Chinese and English
把我们磨成耶稣基督
you're being mold to be like Jesus
所以这样呢上帝的预定
so the predestination of God
不是你不悔改继承的罪人就这样因罪的就没有
not that you why as a sinner and as sinners you become one who is saved
your sinful stature will never become qualified at the same time to be transformed to be a saved people
你那个罪的本性不会依然存在，以致你是成为被救的人。
You should be transformed.
你要被改变
through the work of Holy Spirit.
接着圣的工作
in the initiative of the grace of God.
按照神的恩典的主权
who has the absolute sovereignty to give mercy on you?
因为他有绝对主权施恩给你
by sending Jesus Christ.
把耶稣基督差遣下来
by sending Holy Spirit.
把圣灵差遣给我们
by sending His Word,
把他的这个
圣灵
的启示给我们
，to preach to you，
他的这个仆人传给我们
，illuminate you，
来光照我们
，to move you，
来感动我们
，transform you，
来改变我们
，to change your mind，
来改变我们的思想
，and to bring you back to the path which had been determined by him in eternity.
把你带回他的永恒里面已经定下的角度。
那个是像什么呢？
To be like what?
像耶稣基督。
Like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
像耶稣。
To be like the perfect of Jesus, the
perfection.
To be like the gentleness of Jesus,
像耶稣的温柔。
To be like the holiness of Jesus,
像耶稣的圣洁。
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以这样预定论并不是死板的，既定了不改的。预定论是借着恩典把人改变成为像耶稣样子的。这个整个的次序。
So predestination is not static, but that dynamic it transform you to be like Jesus.
有许多人一听到预定论，就好像已经房子蓝图建好了，预定了，好了，不必做了。
A lot of people when they hear about predestination, they thought that the design is there, is fixed, and you don't have to build it.
所以这里预先知道的
，those who know
就预先定下。
So he predestined.
定下什么呢
？Destiny what?
效法基督。
To conform to the likeness of Christ.
效法基督。
To be imitate the example of Christ.
成为像基督的样子。
And to be like in the likeness of Christ.
所以这样呢，神永恒的旨意跟着暂时中间面向越来越像基督的 dynamic process 是融合在一起。
So the eternal will of God now come in harmonious unity as in the process whereby dynamically we come the likeness of Christ Jesus.
你还没有听罗马书讲解以前。
Before you listen to this Romans exposition,
你基督徒的信仰是那一种的。
So your Christian faith is that kind.
等我们三四年把整个罗马书讲完以后
，After three or four years when they totally expounded this book,
你变成一个同过去不一样的基督徒。
Then you are different as compared to you as a Christian in the past.
神的道正在重建你。
Because God will reshape you.
神的道正在光照你。
And illuminate you.
神的道重新建立一个新的基督徒的生命的架构。
When they rebuild the structure of a new Christian.
所以你以后的观念。
So your future
不一样了。
It's different.
你的意爱。
Your desire.
也不一样。
It's different.
你的这个心思意念。
Your mind and your will
改变了
change
更新了变化
it transform and renew
越变越像耶稣基督
and we more and more like Jesus
等过了几年以后
and after a few years
你明白了罗马书
when I understand this book
你再研究别的书
you study other books
以弗所书
Ephesians
希伯来书
Hebrews
哥罗西书
Colossians
你越在神的道里面变化变化越来越像耶稣基督
and all this will transform renew so it will be more like Jesus
那么人就不能说你看他一定得救但是他像什么样子
it's people not say thatYou are predestined to say, but what form is he?
你预知而预定的就定下效法他儿子的模样。
Because for those he foreknown, he predestined to conform to the likeness of his son.
所以基督徒的生活是在变化之中。
So Christian's life in the process of change.
进展之中。
In progress.
是在磨练之中。
So it's being tested.
是在雕塑之中。
Being carved.
是的，我们越来越像耶稣。
So they're more like Jesus.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
有的人呢，信耶稣的那一天比较像耶稣，也越来越像魔鬼。
For some, on that day when they being saved, he like Jesus, but later on become more and more like Satan.
只有第一天那一天，主啊，赦免我，以后就我得救了。你要怎么样？哦，就越来越不像。
On the first day, he cried to God that God saved me, but later on he is so proud and boastful.
不对的。
It's wrong.
我们是越来越像耶稣。
We must be more and more like Jesus.
所以这一节圣经
，So this verse
不但提到神预定的这一种静止的永恒状态
，Not only mention of the static predestination of God，
也提到了在历史过程的中间这一种呢灵动性、活动性的基督徒进展的。
And talking about the historical process whereby it involves flexibility and dynamism.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
好，我们现在再读第二十九节。
Going to read one more time, verse 29.
一二三，因为他
预先所知道的人，
就
预先定
下
效法他儿子的模
样，
使他
的
儿子在
许多
的
弟兄
中
做
长
子。什么意思啊
？What do you mean by that?
以长兄的身份。
To be the firstborn,
是完美的榜样
，a perfect example.
今天做哥哥的人呢
，today those of elder brothers.
记得你有许多弟弟妹妹
，remember that you have many younger brothers.
你做的像样一点好不好
？You be like your brother as a brother.
做父母的人
，those are parents.
你有许多的孩子们
，you have many children.
你记得
，remember
给他们效法
，give them a good example.
你做的像样一点好不好
？And be a good example.
许多做父母的人。
Those are parents.
从来不管儿女怎样感受。
They never thought how the children will feel.
我行我素。
I'll do as I wish.
唯我独尊。
I'll do as I wish.
你的孩子要从什么地方学习真正好的榜样？
So from where your children can learn a good example.
如果你自己没有受过苦，
If you have not gone through suffering,
你看看书，
You will read books.
你就背两句。
You remember a few verses.
对你的孩子说，做人要吃苦啊。
So you tell your children you must be patient with
suffering. 不要怕苦啊。
Do not be afraid of suffering.
讲了一半文字来，你气死了。
And when a mosquito comes halfway, you say, I'm so angry.
死蚊子。
So you dig the mosquito.
你就咒住蚊子。
So you curse the mosquito.
你就气得要命。
So you get so angry.
有一点点什么事情你就不能受苦。
When a small thing, you're not patient.
然后你就记住，所以知道不了刚才讲什么，做人要受苦啊。
You must bear sufferings.
孩子说不必啦，你一点苦都不能受，还叫我受。
And the children say, you don't need to teach me because you can bear simple suffering.
因为你失去模样。
Because you have lost the example.
你就失去权威。
You have lost authority.
从前。
In the past.
日本战争的时候。
When the Japanese occupation.
一个老师说不要怕。
Teacher will say, don't be afraid.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
日本兵来不要怕。
The Japanese come, never be afraid.
讲了一半。
Halfway that,
飞机飞过他的学校
，and the airplane came upon that school.
学生都坐在那，不要怕，不要。
All students sit there not afraid.
老师躲在桌子下面。
But then the teacher went and hide under the table.
他说：“你听见没有？不要怕。
That, don't be afraid.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
他自己怕到躲起来。
And he's so afraid he hide himself.
学生一点不怕，哈哈哈，一直笑。
So the students not afraid and they laugh.
笑一个什么呢？
Laugh what?
自己躲在椅子下面还叫人家不要怕。
That you hide also under the table and ask people not to be afraid.
耶稣基督绝对不是如此。
Not like Jesus.
他是一切的一切的世上。
And for all things and all things.
是长子的榜样。
He is the example of the firstborn.
长子的榜样。
The example of firstborn.
永远是我们最好的模范。
Forever he is our good example.
最好的榜样。
The best example.
一个做父亲的人。
As a parent.
他早基尼的时候
，When he go to the prostitute，
快要靠近了基尼的房子
，When he closer to the tent，
他很自然的回头看，有没有人看见
？It's very naturally turn and see whether people watch him or not。
他回头一看的时候
，When he turn the head，
在200公尺外面
，About 200 meters away，
他16岁的男孩子跟着他
，His 16-year-old son follow him，
他就站着。为什么到这里来
？Why did he come to this place？
回家
，Go back，
不可以到这个地方来。
Don't come to this place。
他以为他做父亲的权威
，He thought he had authority as a father，
教训他的孩子
，and to teach the son，
因为他的孩子从小都听他的话
，because the son seen from young listen to him，
但是这一次
，but this time，
他咆哮一声
，and then he laughed，
他的孩子怎么回答你知道吗
？You know how the son replied，
爸爸不必太大声
，Dad don't have to talk too loud，
不必装腔作势
，don't have to pretend，
我已经两个月跟你了，知道你常常到这里
，because I follow you for 2 months and now you come here frequently，
我从小对你的尊敬早就没有。
So I've lost my respect to you.
从今以后，你讲什么话我都不会听。
Henceforth, whatever you say, I will not listen.
我知道你是这样不忠于妈妈的男人。
I know that you are not loyal to the mother.
你像禽兽一样的生活。
You're like the animal.
我16岁的孩子。
When I'm 16,
我不需要这样的爸爸，我也可以奋斗。
I don't need such a father, and I can struggle for myself.
他爸爸大发脾气。
And the father goes,
你讲什么
？What do you say?
他说我讲的我已经讲了。
I've said what I've said.
他不听了。
为什么呢？ Why?
他已经失去了伟人之父的尊严。
Because he has lost that the honor to be a parent.
已经失去了圣洁道德的模范。
And also the example of holiness.
他已经失去了教导孩子的权威。
And also the authority to teach the children.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他自己在罪恶中间出卖自己。
Because he himself in sin he betrayed himself.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
今天这个世界呢？
Today this world.
最大的缺乏。
The greatest lacking.
不是原子弹。
Not atomic bomb,
不是氢子弹
not hydrogen bomb,
是道德的模范
but the example of ethics.
我再说
one more time I say
今天这个世界
today this world
最大的缺乏
the greatest lacking
是道德的模范
the ethical example.
今天的印尼很难管
today Indonesia is so difficult to govern.
今天每一个领袖都不成样子
because every leader is not like a leader.
今天的台湾很糟糕了
today Taiwan also in a mess.
昨天我在台北说
Yesterday in Taipei,
我看各地的报纸，最难看的就是台湾的报纸。
I read all newspaper in the world. The worst is in Taiwan.
太多政治家的生活太腐败了。
So many of these politicians are corrupted in their life.
礼义之邦的中华民族。
And also this Chinese is called to be a decorum, a country of decorum.
到底能从哪一个领袖身上看到伟大的榜样
？From which leader you can see the great examples?
大陆也一样。
The same with China.
有一次呢 ，Clinton 的经济顾问来找我。
There was one day the economic advisor of Clinton came to me.
他说呢，我常为 Clinton 祷告。
He said many times I pray for Clinton.
他对我讲一句话。
And he said one something to me.
他盼望他做总统任内要振奋美国人民的道德。
He hoped that at the time when he was still in his term, he wanted to revive the ethics of Americans.
唐牧师，你有什么建议没有？
Reverend Tong, do you have any suggestions?
我说你叫他来听我讲到两年。
He said, ask him to come and listen to me for 2 years.
他自己好好悔改。
Then he will repent for himself.
他才能振奋美国的道德。
Then only he can revive the ethics of Americans.
Clinton 有30个经济顾问。
Clinton had 3 economic advisors.
29个美国人。
And 29 are Americans.
一个印尼的华侨。
One is an Indonesian Chinese.
是我的会友。
Is my member.
所以他对我讲这句话。
So when he said it to me,
我这么回答了以后。
And when I replied that,
他讲一句话。
He said that.
是。
Yes.
照我们讲台的这个水准。
According to the standard of our pulpit,
Clinton has nothing.
Clinton 什么都没有。
他实在不够榜样。
He doesn't have a good example.
所以他没有榜样，要振奋美国百姓的道德。是很困难的。
So when he doesn't have an example, it's difficult for him to revive the ethics of America.
我不是开玩笑的。
I'm not joking.
You call him come here and listen to my preaching for 2 years.
叫他来到我的这个前面来听两年。
然后就有盼望。
Then there's a hope.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天
today
侍奉主。
When you serve the Lord.
我们今天传神的道。
Today when preach the word of God.
我们今天应当效法耶稣基督。
We must be like Jesus.
因为他是真正万世的师表。
Because then he is the true example of all time.
无罪的模范。
Also the example of the one who is sinless.
圣洁的救主。
And also the Lord who is the holy.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
万事互相效力
All things works together
就爱上帝人的一处
And also for the good of those who love
就是那些蒙上帝旨意呼召的人
And of whom who have been called by the determination of God
这人是谁呢
Who are these people
就是照着神在万古以前预知预定
That God has foreknown and predestined in eternity
在时代中间呼召出来
But then in time they have been called out
使他们可以效法耶稣基督榜样的人
so that they can be conformed to the likeness of his son
这些人
these people
这样的人
these people
他们是蒙召的人
they are the called one
他们在万事互相效力的中间能爱主能得到益处
they are the one who love God and we also receive the goodness in all things that work together
你是不是这样的
are you this kind of people
你蒙神拣选
Have you been elected by God?
听见神的呼召。
Have you heard the calling of God?
你在效法耶稣基督。
You are now conforming to Christ Jesus.
在他的圣洁、公义、慈爱、良善，所有的世上有效法他的步骤，跟随他的教宗的心智吗？
Do you have that mind to follow His example in all your life, in the love, in all the holiness, also in the patience, also in righteousness?
求主赐福我们。
May God bless us.
给我们在这一个历史有效的动力性的次序中间可以进展到符合神永恒旨意所定的
that this dynamic effective historical process we can conform to his likeness
以至于我们可以享受在地上如同在天上的生活
so that we can enjoy a life with earthly but yet heavenly
我们低头祷告
let's pray